Welcome back to Eco Talk, and in this last segment of the show, we're going to talk with the president of the Union of Concerned Scientists, one of my favorite environmental organizations. He is Kevin Knobloch, and he's joining us to talk about this new campaign that quite a few organizations are actually taking part in to expose Exxon. That's E-X-X-P-O-S-E, Exxon, of course, being E-X-X as well. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Welcome, Betsy. Glad to be here.
What do we need to know about Exxon that not all our listeners may be aware of?
Exxon Mobil is the baddest of the bad corporate leaders out there, and they have gotten away making tremendous profits over many years while working against the public interest in a number of very key ways in terms of pushing to open up the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, to drilling one of the last pristine, very special places in this country at a time when the entire rest of Alaska is open to drilling. They, as a company, have worked very aggressively to inject uncertainty into the science of global warming where there is not uncertainty.
And they're spending a lot of money, $15 million in junk science money to tell us it's not a problem?
That's correct. Our research shows that ExxonMobil has spent more than $15 million over the last 6 years to fund groups out there, sort of front groups challenging the science of global warming, where there is an overwhelming consensus
in
the science community that climate change is real.
Right, Competitive Enterprise Institute being one of them. We had Myron E. Bell of that organization on recently, and they're largely funded by Exxon, so not surprising that they pose as sort of a think tank, but they say that it's a natural occurrence, climate disruption, and we don't need regulations to curb CO2 because it's just something that's natural, which would be funny if it wasn't so serious.
Absolutely. The ExxonMobil has funded the Competitive Enterprise Institute to the tune of $440,000, and our research shows. And this is an outfit that bills itself as a leader in the fight against the global warming scare. To our knowledge, these are not folks with a scientific foundation and scientific expertise. And they're just very recklessly injecting uncertainty into the science where there is none. There's a very powerful consensus among the science community that climate change is real.
And yet they call that alarmist science.
Well, that's right. That's exactly right. In fact, they are trying to spread an alarm.
In fact, I find them kind of alarming in what they're saying and doing. And perhaps the most alarming, although maybe we shouldn't be so surprised, was just recently Exxon in the news when Philip Cooney, who was the chief staff for the Council on Environmental Quality, formerly a lobbyist with the American Petroleum Institute, really was caught editing documents trying to downplay the significance of climate disruption, and then was suddenly resigning that same week, coincidental, I'm sure, and then just a week later ended up being hired by Exxon, which apparently he already was working for them.
It's breathtaking, Betsy, in its audaciousness. And, these folks operate in some respects out in full sunlight because they are so arrogant. The Council of Environmental Quality is the chief White House environmental office. They're supposed to be protectors of the environment. And yet the president put into place here a chief of staff who, as you say, was a leading lobbyist for the American Petroleum Institute, and then when he was caught editing climate science documents inappropriately, he was either fired or quit. And then the very next day, it was announced he was joining ExxonMobil staff.
No, we had Myron Bell on a few weeks ago from the Competitive Enterprise Institute. His reason for this editing was his excuse was all administrations do that. Is that correct?
It couldn't be further from the truth. It is true that every modern White House, every modern administration has ignored scientific advice and scientific findings at one time or another when making a policy judgment or a decision. That is so. What we have seen in the Bush administration, though, is something very different, a systematic abuse of science, reaching down and censoring, suppressing, rewriting, misrepresenting the science so that the decision makers in the agencies, in the Congress, don't have access to the science. This is new. This is far more damaging and unacceptable.
Some of these flagrant abuses makes me wonder: are they stupid, or do they just think we're so stupid that we don't connect the dots?
Well, I think they again, you know, the president put into place in the sub-cabinet level in a number of the key agencies, the lawyers and lobbyists from the polluting industries, from oil, gas, coal, mining, nuclear, and that's just on the energy and environment side. There's no surprise that these people then went to work. They're in agencies in charge of overseeing and regulating the industries they came from. It's not the fox guarding the chicken coop. It's a carnivore convention moving into the chicken coop.
Okay, if people are mad at tech and want to do something about it and take part in this Expose Exxon campaign, what can we do?
Well, I hope as a first step people will visit certainly our webpage at the Union of Concerned Scientists, www.ucsusa.org. We're part of a coalition of a dozen groups, many environmental groups whose names you'll recognize when you come. But as a starting point, come check out our webpage and you'll be able to plug right in. There's a sequence of actions. The campaign is asking people to don't invest in ExxonMobil, don't go to work for them, don't buy their products. So at one level, it's got that boycott approach to it, but it's going to be much more. This is going to be a very assertive public education campaign to show that this is a corporation working overtime against the public interest, against the public health, against reducing our dependence on imported oil, and improving our national security, and against efforts to get out and slow climate change so that life on Earth won't be at risk.
Clearly a boycott whose time has come. Thank you for joining us, Kevin Knobloch with the Union of Concerned Scientists. Website you can go to find out more is exposeexxon.com. That's E-X-X-P-O-S-E-Exxon.com. We're at ecotalk.net. Have a great green week.
How much can she take? How much can she give? How much is too much and how much love?